oaths as an interference between you. Dakhalan bainakum. Don't make it an interference between you. And I mentioned last week the different meanings of dakhal, that people insert the oaths so that they can cheat other people, so that they can lie to other people, so that they can make people believe something that is incorrect, okay? To, for example, do a trade. I swear by Allah, I got it for $5, and I'm selling it to you only for $6, and I'm just making $1 profit. Please don't make me discount that $1, otherwise I'm not going to be making any profit. I swear by Allah, this is the truth. And the reality is that maybe he bought it for $2, but he just wants to make the sale. And he wants you to buy with this intention that, you know, the person took an oath, maybe he's telling the truth, so I'll buy it for $6 and give him $1 profit. So this is what is dakhal, taking oaths as a dakhal between you, inserting them for your own objectives. So what happens? فَتَزِلَّ قَدَمٌ بَعْدَ ثُبُوتِهَا. The feet slip after being firm. So when a person, he is firm-footed, okay, what happens? He is basically, he is walking along, trust